Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day when they are going to be doing a great vote on the deal to solve the debt ceiling and to allow the government to continue to function, to try to avoid a default and an economic catastrophe. There will be a vote on that this evening. It is scheduled for 8:30 Eastern Time. That's Washington, D.C. time in the House of Representatives. And then after that, it looks like a done deal in the Senate. And this could be a very big triumph for the country and a very good news for the U.S. economy. There's also news on the political front. A new candidate is going to jump into the Republican fight for the nomination. It's a new candidate who promises to take the fight against President Trump to the front of the national consciousness and is very eager to debate President Trump. I'm not sure that President Trump is going to participate in those first two debates. They're starting in August, so that's soon. One of the issues debated in this country right now is Joe Biden too old to be reelected? He would be 82 at the time that he gets sworn in for a second term as president. Well, there's somebody at age 83 who now is expecting a baby with his 29-year-old girlfriend. Does that prove that Biden is more eligible for service than previously known? We will get to the story. It is not someone from the world of politics. It is someone from the world of Hollyweird, of course. And we will also be talking about why is it that more and more American young people are graduating from high school, but not choosing to go on to a four-year college or university. What actually has been going up has been the registration in community colleges, in two-year colleges, what people used to call junior colleges. Is this a bad thing or a good thing? And there is more news about President Trump facing some new indictments, this on different subjects, having to do with the vote counting in Georgia, that those indictments could come out as soon as August. Will this impact his campaign? And will his campaign be impacted by Mike Pence letting it be known today that he is almost surely getting into this race? All of this going on and all of it helping to move us forward a little bit, I hope, past this very scary situation with the potentially devastating impact of a default, being unable to pay our bills, Social Security checks. That apparently will not happen. Why not? Because from this issue, most Democrats and the overwhelming majority of Republicans look like they are getting together to settle the debt ceiling and actually to make some progress on this question of irresponsible spending. The House Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries, backs the debt limit agreement ahead of the vote tonight, and that's important because it will need Democratic votes to join with Republican votes in order to progress forward. In the Rules Committee, trying to get the thing to the floor, there were two Republicans who voted no, Dan Bishop of North Carolina and Congressman Norman, pardon me, of North Carolina, and also Congressman Roy of Texas. But the House Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries of New York, said he will back the debt limit agreement, And that should provide enough Democratic votes so that with the majority of the Republicans who apparently are planning to vote for the deal, it should go through. This is clip 17.
Very thoughtful, comprehensive, clear-eyed discussion about the moment that we are in, and of course about the importance of avoiding a catastrophic default. In that meeting, I made clear that I'm going to support the legislation that is on the floor today, and that I support it without hesitation, reservation, or trepidation. Not because it's perfect, but in divided government, we, of course, cannot allow the perfect to be the enemy of the good.
And in the Senate of the United States, there will also be bipartisan support, including from the veteran Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Senator McConnell on the debt ceiling deal, clip 14.
House Republicans' unity gave them the upper hand. They used it to secure a much-needed step in the right direction. When this agreement reaches the Senate, I'll be proud to support it without delay.
And so will his counterpart, the Majority Leader, Charles Schumer. And again, it's kind of surprising, given all of the polarization in Washington, to find people finally agreeing to get out of this terrible dilemma people were in, counting down to a default on June the 5th. They're going to get this settled before then. This is Chuck Schumer, the majority leader in the U.S. Senate, Senator from New York, clip 16.
Once this bill reaches the Senate, I will move to bring it to the floor as soon as possible. Although the House still has more work to do, senators should be prepared to move on this bill quickly once it is the Senate's turn to act. I cannot stress enough that we have no margin for error. Either we proceed quickly and send this bipartisan agreement to the President's desk, or the federal government will default for the first time ever.
Okay, and defaulting for the first time ever, it's not just bad for the federal government. It would be bad for you and most of the citizens across the country. Newt Gingrich, who has some experience in government shutdowns and then reaching compromises and actually getting us the closest we have ever been in recent times to a balanced budget, had this to say about the deal. This is clip 8.
If you look at where we were going, which was the Biden position of no amendments of any kind, no negotiations, just keep raising the debt ceiling, keep business as usual, and you look where over 100 days, the House Republicans, who shocked the country by actually passing a bill that had real change, real reform, real cuts. This is the first step. Now, Republicans can decide it's a pretty reasonable first step, not everything they want, but it starts the game towards the balanced budget, towards appropriations this fall. Remember, what McCarthy did was establish a ceiling, not a basement. So you can cut from the ceiling down further.
And, look, that is something that can be done. So what next on the financial impact of this? And why is it that the American people, according to Gallup polling, over 80% of the American people say they are dissatisfied with the state of the country? Will this agreement actually maybe move things in the direction of a better national mood, maybe a healthier U.S. economy, and a healthier response to the U.S. economy? We will get to that and to more, and news of Al Pacino and Chris Christie. No, there's nothing between them, but they're both in the news. We'll get to it coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, MichaelMedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to MichaelMedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the parties that we have been waiting to hear from on the voting that is going to be taking place tonight in the House of Representatives, they're talking about voting Thursday or Friday in the U.S. Senate. Both Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, and the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell are very eager to move forward with a vote to get this issue of the debt ceiling and the possible default taken care of. The one thing that is fascinating about this is that Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida and the main challenger to President Trump, has taken a very strong, very clear position against the debt ceiling deal. And the headline in the New York Times, there's a piece by Jonathan Weissman. It says, DeSantis wading into debt ceiling fight puts pressure on Trump. The idea is that Trump said that they should go ahead and default. That was one of the most controversial and least constructive things that he said in his town hall meeting that they had on CNN, which so many people across the country watched and were amazed at. And Trump didn't say that he was in favor of a deal or not in favor of a deal. He just said that he thought that a default was inevitable and they should go ahead and default and it wouldn't be a problem. Now, that was before the deal was on offer, and he just hasn't expressed himself yet. It says in the New York Times, the decision by Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida to oppose the debt ceiling agreement struck by Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden injected presidential politics into the fraught effort to raise the government's borrowing limit, further dividing the Republican Party and pressuring other White House hopefuls to join the fight. Congress has just days to raise the borrowing limit before the government goes into default on its debt. That would most likely set off a global financial crisis, which would then call into question the full faith and credit of what has been the world's safest investment, U.S. Treasury bonds, and potentially start a recession. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has predicted that the extraordinary measures she has used to pay the government's obligations will be depleted by June 5th. The deal sets aside the statutory borrowing limit for 2 years, ensuring the issue will not reemerge before the next presidential election, while imposing some caps on spending and some additional work requirements for food stamp recipients. But as Mr. DeSantis, President Trump's oldest, closest competitor, tries to outflank him on the right, Mr. Trump will face pressure to follow the Florida governor's lead, especially if far-right Republicans make good on threats to end Mr. McCarthy's speakership over the deal. Any one member of Congress under the deal that was made to make McCarthy speaker can go ahead and call for an immediate vote to continue the McCarthy speakership. Frankly, I think that what would allow that to go forward is even if there are a handful of Republicans who would vote to end McCarthy's speakership, most Democrats wouldn't. Because, you know, it's such a chaotic situation right now. The idea that Donald Trump has been much more on the side of McCarthy and backing him for speaker than Ron DeSantis, who seems to be taking the anti-McCarthy position. One of Mr. Trump's loudest surrogates in the House, Representative Byron Donalds, Republican of Florida, has already come out against it. After I heard about the debt ceiling deal, I was a no, he wrote on Twitter on Monday. After reading the debt ceiling deal, I am absolutely no. That's in capital letters. But beyond that, Mr. DeSantis, only the entrepreneur and writer Vivek Ramaswamy has come out against the deal. This is among presidential candidates. Other Republican presidential contenders have stayed quiet, holding their fire, with the votes in Congress just days away. Senator Tim Scott, the South Carolina Republican, who entered the race last week, will have to vote on the deal if it clears the House, when which could happen as soon as Wednesday, but he has not divulged his position. I suspect strongly that Senator Scott will vote for the deal. The idea that that Ron DeSantis is opposed to the deal, the question is, okay, if not this deal, then what? What is it you think is going to happen? Or do you take the position very differently? Breaking news. Senator Tim Scott, Republican South Carolina, said today, just now, that he would be voting against the debt ceiling plan struck between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden as House Republicans get ready to vote on the bill later in the day. During an interview with Axios, Scott commended McCarthy for his efforts in negotiating with Biden, but the South Carolina Republican turned 2024 presidential candidate said he disagreed with a key aspect of the bill, which would allow the debt ceiling to be raised through early 2025. The question I ask myself is, at the end of the negotiation, is it in our best interest as a nation to allow Joe Biden, someone we cannot trust on spending, to have an open checkbook, no limit on the credit card until the end of his term? Scott said during an Axios event. That, of course, is assuming that he gets voted out of office. This would actually just move this beyond the presidential election. I think it's a mistake politically and in policy-wise for Senator Scott to take that position, especially given the fact that it is almost certain to pass the deal when it reaches the U.S. Senate. There are some people close to Trump, and particular economic advisors on the deal, including Newt Gingrich, who we just heard from, but Larry Kudlow, the senior economic advisor to President Trump while he was president, a CNBC star, has taken a strong position on the debt ceiling deal. What is it? We will hear from Larry Kudlow coming right up on the Medved Show. Also, the relaunch of the DeSantis campaign in Iowa with the Yale undergraduate and Harvard Law School graduate attacking elites. Yeah, he did. We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News update. So far, so good when it comes to the House vote on the debt ceiling and spending rollbacks.
We're going to deal with the debt ceiling. I think things are going as planned, God willing.
President Biden says he hopes the House will approve the measure that he and Speaker Kevin McCarthy agreed to. So does McCarthy.
Today, the American people are going to win. We're going to pass the largest cut in American history.
Two more men are just about ready to enter the campaign for the Republican presidential nomination, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and former Vice President Mike Pence. The number of job openings up in April, more than 10 million help wanted ads. That's far more than experts expected. The Federal Trade Commission is suing Amazon and its Ring doorbell unit. The suit says Ring, giving its employees unrestricted access to customers' videos, reflects a dangerously overbroad attitude towards privacy and security. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you love them enough to turn on your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
The Michael Medved Show, there is more breaking news about another presidential contender, serious presidential contender, speaking out on the debt ceiling deal, but not very coherently, I don't think. We will get to that in just a moment. Larry Kudlow, the economic advisor to President Trump, who is one of the authors of Trumponomics, who, by the way, is back on TV, I think on CNBC, as he was before, perhaps at Fox. But Larry Kudlow spoke very clearly about the debt ceiling deal and his support for it and the reasons that conservatives in particular, who actually want to see reductions of spending, should support this particular deal. This is clip five.
FY24, the McCarthy deal reduces substantially below the Biden budget proposal. This is for domestic discretionary, excluding veterans. But it's like $139 billion below the Biden proposals, which probably would have been the CBO baseline. And also, Mr. Scalise, is below the FY23 number, which is what Kevin McCarthy promised all along. So you've got big spending cuts, and you've got promises kept, even though you have to compromise and divide a government. You know, I think the spending side of this is outstanding. And, you know, I think folks should understand that.
And, yeah, it's important that people understand that. The way that the New York Times summarizes some of the issues that are involved here, particularly with DeSantis speaking very strongly against the debt ceiling deal. They point out the deficits rose every year of the Trump presidency from the $590 billion he inherited in the 2016 fiscal year to $670 billion in 2017, to $780 billion in 2018, to $980 billion the next year, then a staggering $3.13 trillion deficit in the pandemic year of 2020. In other words, the last year of Trump's presidency, his budget deficit was, what is it? It comes to like six times the budget deficit that he inherited. I mean, the spending, because of the pandemic, had never gone up so quickly or so much. In all, budget forecasters say Mr. Trump added $7.8 trillion in deficit spending over the years of his presidency through legislation and executive orders in that 4 years that he spent in office. That has given his rivals an opening that so far only Mr. DeSantis has taken. DeSantis criticizing President Trump for his spending, and now Nikki Haley doing the same thing. Nikki Haley, this is a piece from the Washington Examiner. The Washington Post, first of all, says most Republican presidential candidates are panning the deal negotiated by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to suspend the debt ceiling, while the GOP frontrunner, President Donald Trump, has remained conspicuously silent after earlier downplaying the impact of a potential default. I think that given the fact that they are going to go forward and approve this deal, that it is going to save a financial disaster, Trump is smart to remain silent on this. He would be even smarter if he supported it, but we'll see about that. In any event, the Washington Examiner reports that Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley slammed former President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, the two GOP frontrunners, for their debt limit support record as Congress scrambles to avoid a default on the nation's bills before June 5th. In an email to reporters, the Haley campaign attacked Trump and DeSantis for supporting a measure back in 2018 that increased the nation's debt ceiling. DeSantis, then a member of the House, voted for the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2018, which Trump signed into law. In a statement, she called for the public to choose a leader that won't add to the nation's debt, a subtle acknowledgement that Haley needs to convince voters who are sympathetic to the two men to back her instead. The best way to fix Washington's spending addiction, she said, is to elect people who have not been part of the problem. Well, she only has not been part of the problem because she hasn't had a Washington job. Her job was based in New York when she was ambassador to the UN, and then, of course, in Columbia, South Carolina when she was governor of the state. The best way to fix Washington's addiction, she said, is to elect people who have not been part of the problem, said the former South Carolina governor, quote, adding at least $4 trillion to America's $31 trillion national debt over 2 years without substantially cutting spending is no way to run our country's fiscal affairs. Business as usual won't get the job done. Was there overspending in the Obama administration, in the Trump administration? Yes, both. And clearly there was, but part of that was particularly during the pandemic. Speaking of the pandemic, and somebody who spoke out very strongly about the dangers of the pandemic and what was happening, former Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey plans to announce his candidacy in the 2024 race on next Tuesday, so 6 days from now. That according to three sources familiar with his plans. Christie, who also ran in 2016, didn't do well, and has been outspoken against presidential front-runner Donald Trump, will make the announcement at a town hall meeting at St. Anselm College in New Hampshire. News of Christie's announcement comes after his allies recently formed a super PAC to support his expected GOP presidential bid. The group is called Tell It Like It Is. Well, that's to contrast with Ron DeSantis' super PAC, which has never backed down. Okay, so Chris Christie has Tell It Like It Is. That also launched a website to boost the former New Jersey governor's candidacy and said his presence on the GOP debate stage would ensure our party engages in the robust, direct, truth-telling conversation we need to start winning again. Christie reportedly sees himself as the only serious Republican candidate willing to take on Trump, and as someone who can appeal to enough independents to beat President Joe Biden in the general election. While Christie called a presidential run a huge risk, at an event hosted by Semaphore in Washington last month, he said, "If it turns out that I'm on a debate stage in August of this year, and Donald Trump decides to be on that same stage, you can be sure that we'll have some exchanges that I hope will be illuminating to the public about both him and me." Remember Chris Christie took apart Marco Rubio and basically ruined his campaign? Could he do the same to Trump? More coming up on the Medved Show.
And in a world that is as dangerous, as frightening as any time I've seen it in my lifetime, there is only one indispensable force for good in the world.
The Michael Medved Show. 800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation.
Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's a real question about whether Chris Christie, who is outspoken about kind of everything, is going to take a position, and a clear position, on this debt ceiling deal. I mean, the fact that it is occurring right in the midst of his announcement of candidacy. He's planning to announce his candidacy 6 days from now. And that will be right after the Senate has voted, and right after, presumably, they have settled this debt ceiling deal. Why am I so confident, by the way? I'm confident about it because right now, according to all the reports, among Republicans in the House of Representatives, there are 30 of the 222 Republican members of the House who are planning to vote against the debt ceiling deal. And what Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader of the House, has said is that the Republicans are going to need to come up with 150 votes, and he can take care of the rest. Now, if it is true, if they hold the opposition to the deal to 30 votes, then they will be up at around 190 votes, not the 150 that they need. So they have a 40-vote cushion, even with a few more Republican congresspeople peeling off. It looks likely to pass. And that seems to be what Wall Street is saying, and it seems to be basically good news for the economy and for the country. There's a bit of good news from NBC that isn't particularly encouraging for Chris Christie, for the former two-term governor of New Jersey. There are a lot of people out there who particularly hold against Chris Christie. His reaction to the hurricane that hit New Jersey and New York, if you'll recall, right before the election in 2012 when Mitt Romney was running against Barack Obama, and Chris Christie went out of his way to hug Obama when he came to tour some of the devastation in New Jersey. And that was said to be a key element. I mean, if you look at some of the exit polling, it is absolutely true. that his last minute just before the election handling of the hurricane in 2012 is part of what put Obama over the top to win what was a very close race with Mitt Romney. In any event, Michelle Cottle, in a piece that ran in the Seattle Times, asks a question about the Christie campaign. She says, so where does it go from here? Most likely nowhere new, except unless someone steps up with a fresh approach to the Trump problem. Because so far, the pack of pretenders to former President Donald Trump's MAGA throne reeks of weakness, every one of them. And nothing delights the MAGA king more than curb-stomping the weak. A presidential field without a strong front-runner invariably invites a pile-in of challengers. Every Tim, Nikki, and Vivek, and Asa, Doug, Larry, Mike, Chris, etc., surveys the scene and thinks, heck yeah, why not me? Why not indeed? Given the topsy-turvy state of the political terrain, is it really much more ridiculous for Vivek Ramaswamy, the upstart tech entrepreneur, to think he has a shot at the nomination than for Mike Pence to think he has a shot? No rampaging MAGA mob is ever brayed for Vivek's hanging, so in some regards he has a critical edge on the former vice president. Fueling the frenzy, twitchy donors are casting about for a more promising champion than DeSantis, pressuring their favorite white knights to join the tournament. Listen closely and you can hear the phones chirping in the offices of popular Republican governors such as Chris Sununu in New Hampshire and Glenn Youngkin in Virginia and Brian Kemp in Georgia. If Republicans are serious about dislodging Trump, she writes, this race needs a jolt soon. No one knows exactly what might do the trick, but those weary of groveling before Trump would do well to start experimenting for the sake of their party more than even their own ambitions. At the very least, someone needs to climb into the ring with the willingness and disposition to throw a direct punch, metaphorically, of course. To pull this off, Christie would need to go all in on his no-nonsense, in-your-space, in-your-face, Jersey tough guy shtick. The one where he yells at people to sit down and shut up and quash the sycophantic streak that had him smooching Trump's backside for years. He could go bully a bully with the former president. Things could get interesting in the first time in forever. In 2016, no Republicans went hard at Trump because no one took him seriously. This time, most are too afraid of him. They're still hoping to find some magical way to woo his voters without his noticing or fighting back. And no, it's not going to be that simple. There is more on what is happening and will likely to happen with this debt ceiling deal, which probably will not be something that divides Trump from the other crowd, partially because Trump is not taking a strong position on it right now. He's busy with other things and other focuses. Lauren Boebert, however, has her position ready to go. The congresswoman from Colorado, clip six.
So Speaker McCarthy did his part to try to do their jobs for them, but now the House has even more work to do because, let's face it, the deal ain't so great. And here's the problem with it. The bill Biden negotiated fuels inflation, adds trillions to our debt, and leaves a blank check for more of the same nonsense I came here to stop. I am not for an unlimited debt ceiling increase. As presented today, I'm voting no. That's why I'm pushing right now to make sure this new bill is allowed to be debated and amended, if not killed entirely.
Okay, and then what? Default? Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader of the House, speaking to reporters in the halls of Congress about what he believes lies ahead. Tonight, they're going to be voting on this bill in the House of Representatives. Here is Congressman Jeffries, the Democratic leader.
Right now, we're focused on making sure that we avoid a catastrophic default, that we don't allow the extreme MAGA Republicans to crash the economy and trigger a job-killing recession, which to this day, many of them clearly want to do because they believe that it is in their political interest in 2024. That is incredibly irresponsible. It's unpatriotic,
okay,
and it's un-American.
Nobody wants
President Biden's leadership and making sure that he protects the U.S. economy.
Okay, nobody in the Republican side, in the MAGA leadership, wants to crash the economy. I do think that there is a foolish confidence on the part of some Republicans to believe that if the economy does crash, it would all be blamed on Biden. I think if they had the kind of crash they're talking about, which is a much worse economic recession than we experienced in 2008, it would be something that would be devastating. They're talking about losing 8 million jobs within a year and going from a situation where it's very easy for people to go into the workplace and to get work. And to get work at some decent jobs, that's one of the reasons is fewer people are going to college. We'll get to that. But that would all change, and change for the worse. And I think the idea that this would be exclusively blamed on Joe Biden and that it would be a solid ticket to GOP victory is wrong. I think the anger and the indignation at the entire political system would mean that there'd be even less approval of it than there is right now. We'll get to that question of approval. And where is the heart of the country going? And what does that mean for this up and down presidential race? We'll get to all of that in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.